running 10K to mark VE Day 80. Member Wayne Pope from Somerset is running the Worthing 10K just 2.5 years after he was diagnosed with a rare sight loss disease and his life was turned upside down. Wayne, 44, and from Bridgewater, will be taking on the challenge, which starts and ends next to Worthing Pier on the 4th of May. Wayne says, "This run takes place just a few days before a very significant date for many of our fellow blind veterans. The 80th anniversary of VE Day on the 8th of May. Blind Veterans UK has supported me since I was diagnosed and have also supported men and women who were involved in securing victory in Europe. Those soldiers, sailors and pilots had no choice. Failure wasn't an option. They gave their lives and many their sight to secure our freedom. I'm immensely proud that the money I raise for completing this challenge will ensure that veterans like them and those who followed will continue to receive life-changing support as I have." Wayne served in the Royal Navy for 4.5 years as an able seaman warfare specialist on board HMS Chatham and HMS Monmouth. He was diagnosed with the degenerative eye condition, retinitis pigmentosa, in December 2022. The condition worsens over time and can affect vision in a number of ways, such as night blindness, trouble adjusting to light changes, difficulty seeing colours, and narrowed peripheral vision. "In September 2022, I noticed some issues with my sight and went to Specsavers for an eye test. While there, I was offered a scan, which looks at the back of the retina for any issues. This is where the anomalies were detected. The special consultant at Specsavers proceeded to arrange for subsequent investigations. My life changed completely when I got my diagnosis and walked out of the consultant's office. It all came as a shock. I'd walked into that office as an independent man and walked out knowing my life was going to change. I lost my confidence and sense of purpose. I was in tears. My life turned upside down, not knowing how to digest what I'd just been told. I just didn't understand the disease or how I would go forward. The person I'd been before now required an adaptive way of going forward into the future. This is what I called point zero, day one. My visual impairment made me feel less confident and safe taking part in my usual day-to-day activities and other aspects of my life. Taking my daughters to school would no longer be as simple as jumping in the car. I'd lost my driving license upon diagnosis. I knew I was going to have to reassess everyday activities. The residual sight I still have centrally overworks itself, leading to immense fatigue and stress, but I was not about to let life just stop. The vision I do retain is a tunnel view perspective with no peripheral vision, no colour, and difficulty with depth perception. The nature of the disease is unpredictable and no 2 days are the same. In spring 2023, Wayne discovered Blind Veterans UK while searching on the internet for support. He says, "In the short time I've been supported by the charity, I've received rehabilitation, advice and equipment that have helped me to get back into running, playing my guitar and completing everyday activities that I took for granted before. I've been offered tips to overcome the difficulties presented by my sight loss, and Specsavers have provided me with specially adapted yellow-tinted prescription glasses. The staff and my fellow veterans are a huge support. Someone is always on the end of the phone if I need them, and the other members I've met are going to be friends for life. While staying at the Rustington Centre, I was asked to share some of the things I'd like to achieve that seemed out of reach to me because of my sight loss. I shared my dream of taking part in the London Marathon. The wellbeing team at the centre offered to support my aspirations by helping me train and prepare for the Worthing 10km, with a view to being able to take part in the London Marathon alongside other members in 2026. They could see how running was giving me back my confidence, sense of purpose, and allowing me to feel like the person I was before sight loss. The fitness also helps with my mental health. I no longer feel like a failure. The charity has given me back my independence to be the person I want to be. As a result, I would like to use my journey to help others receive the same support that I have. I now live each day with the sight I have, not knowing what I'll wake up with when I open my eyes, but with the support of family, friends and Blind Veterans UK, I'm not going to let my sight loss change me. Wayne is hoping to raise £500 for Blind Veterans UK. If you would like to support Wayne in reaching his target, please visit his Just Giving page, blindveterans.org.uk/Wayne. Wayne is one of many members and supporters undertaking activities to commemorate and celebrate VE Day while raising vital funds. If you are inspired by Wayne and would like to get involved, visit our website, blindveterans.org.uk.